Chapter 15. Time for bed. Emily and Kyle were returned to their normal sizes, and they initially felt very glad to be back to normal, but quite saddened by the fact that they could no longer fly. "Visit any time," said Scarlett. "We'll always be here, under the hosta." "Thanks for the adventure," said Kyle. "I had a great time." Emily went home and was confronted by her father. "Where have you been all day?"
"Just playing with Kyle."
"I see. And I presume you haven't bothered to tidy your bedroom then?" Emily grinned, realizing that her bedroom was immaculate and that she hadn't put any effort into it at all. She led her father upstairs to her bedroom and opened the door. Her father was speechless as he looked around the room. It was spotless. It was as good as new. It was better than new, and everything had been put away properly rather than merely stuffed into the wardrobe.
"I don't believe it, but how?"
"That would be a secret," said Emily. She lifted her diary and wrote, "Became fairy, fought dragon, won, saved the day." On her pillow, she found a large pouch filled with red dust and a note attached. "For use when bedroom needs tidying." Emily had just been given the perfect birthday present. The end.